This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. This is the age of citizen activism. From the city, county, state, and national level, more and more people are taking active involvement in expressing their concerns to government. For those new to the coastside, the name John Lynch may not be recognized, but John was a legacy. He took being a community activist to a new level. Although he is no longer with us, we thought it fitting to remember him with this encore feature story from 2011. The dictionary defines activism as intentional efforts to bring about social, political, economic, or environmental change. And no one we know fits the description of a community activist and charity volunteer more than longtime Coastside resident John Lynch. Perhaps you have seen John at a table in front of Safeway gathering signatures for one of his favorite petitions, or maybe you have seen him on an election morning waving signs as you drive out of town urging you to vote for this candidate or that proposition. To say that his resume of service to the community is impressive would be a gross understatement. So join us now as we get to know the man behind the legend.
Ever since I've been in this town, and I came here in 1981, it seems like very shortly thereafter I heard the name of John Lynch. And when it comes to being a community activist, I don't know of anybody that could probably hold a candle to what you have done in the community as far as sheer volume, dedication, and passion for what you do. Let's first of all find out a little bit about John Lynch.
Well, I was born in Freeport, Long Island, many, many years ago. I left there at 17 to join the Navy. I didn't even finish high school. Then I went on to college, and my last job was in New Jersey, and the president of the company phoned up the books, and so the company's going belly up, and I said, if I'm going to have to move, I want to move where we want to move. And my wife and I set a criteria of Colorado or further west, and I couldn't get much further west than Half Moon Bay.
Well, why Half Moon Bay? There's a lot of west coast towns and cities. How did you get here?
Well, I had a friend who was living in Walnut Creek when I came out for my interview, and he took me around to different places, and he took me over to Half Moon Bay, to Frenchman's Creek, and I said, if I get this job, that's where I'm going to live.
And that was in what year?
1973.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in the community since 1973, haven't you?
Yes. When I came to Half Moon Bay, the population was 3,900.
Wow.
At that time, Westinghouse was buying up all the acres around the coastside. They had over 5,000 acres. And they had plans for the coastside to be 185,000 in population. Thank goodness it never came to pass.
So here you are. You're in Half Moon Bay. You're working. And finally the day comes when you are a retired person and you're sitting around. And what was the first spark that led you to get involved in what would later become a community activist type of career?
Well, it's interesting, right? My kids wonder what I was going to do in retirement. What's Grandpa going to do? Well, I found something to do. The way I got active, there was a fella by the name of Tom Lewis who was trying to get support for Measure A. And on a Friday evening at 9:30 in the evening, he knocked on my front door. and try to get us to sign on to Measure A. I invited him in. We talked for about a half hour. And I said, Tom, leave your work here for Frenchman's Creek, and I'll cover Frenchman's Creek.
Tell us briefly what Measure A was again.
Okay. Measure A was a 3% growth initiative that was on the ballot, and the city put out a contrasting Measure B. So we will want to support Measure A.
But Measure A called for what?
3% growth rate.
So that was the first time you got involved when you said, hey, I'll cover my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And did you get kind of bitten by the bug, or what happened after that?
Well, Frenchman's Creek area came in with the highest vote count for the whole Measure A, so I did something good, I hope.
I'm looking at a list of activities that you were involved with after you retired. It's incredible, certainly. You were the foreman and member of the San Mateo County Grand Jury. You were the chairman of the Half Moon Bay Downtown Redevelopment Task Force. You are president and board member of Coastside Hope, well, you were until 2005, and we're all aware of the wonderful services that Coastside Hope performs. Of all of the crusades, for lack of a better word, that you have been involved with over the years, what stands out in your mind as the most rewarding and satisfying that you ever undertook in the community?
I'm going to try to answer that with two answers. One was not getting Wavecrest built up. To me, it was a wrong place to try and put homes right on the bluff tops. And then also at the same time, put a middle school there and a boys club away from downtown where they would have trouble getting to and from. To me, it was the wrong project in the wrong place. And the second one, I should say, was I was a strong supporter of having the Mid-Peninsula Region Open Space District annexed to the Coastside. And I spent a lot of times on their two different campaigns, and I'm sure glad to see that we have Mid-Pen over here on the Coastside.
How do you feel about redistricting that's going on through Sacramento and how it might affect the Coastside? Any thoughts on that?
I have no thoughts about how it might affect the Coastside, but the main thing is I think it's the right thing to do. Even though I'm a strong Democrat, I don't believe the Democrat was doing a good job of gerrymandering the districts. I think it's more reasonable to have a commission do it, and I have fully supported it.
Now, speaking of political bodies, the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors, we are, what, the only county left in California that doesn't have representation from the districts? In other words, it's always a countywide vote?
Oh, that's a good question, and I appreciate it. Out of the 58 counties in California, San Mateo County is the only one that make it a district-wide election. Rather than individual district, I mean, it's a county-wide election, rather than a district election. It does a few things. It favors the incumbents. It's the old boys network. You never get newcomers coming out. And it's a very expensive, more expensive than you need to if you only had to be within your own district.
Do you ever see the day when that will change?
Hopefully before I die.
Do you care to share with our listeners how old you are?
86. Reasonably good health.
Well, you look pretty good to me. So at 86 and being in reasonably good health, what are your plans for the future as far as John Lynch, the community activist? Any plans?
Oh, I'm slowing down, and I want to, but I still get active in different things. One thing I didn't mention that I thought was one of my good, nice accomplishments was that I was very strong on Measure T of getting the eliminating the bypass and building the tunnel. Put a lot of hours on that program, and it's come to pass, and I only hope I live long enough to be able to ride through the tunnel.
Well, I think that was the right call, and I think that in hindsight that probably there's not a person around that would disagree that that was the right way to go on that, and certainly the plans that they have for the old Devil Slide, I guess, is going to be used primarily for bicycling, walking, that sort of thing. It will still be open to the public.
That's right. And the county is going to maintain it.
Final thoughts that you'd like to share with the community as far as encouraging other people, perhaps, to get involved when they see the need?
Well, let me put it this way. A lot of people volunteer when they're young. I didn't. And to me, It's all been payback time. I've used the system all my life, never gave back to it. So in retirement, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us today. We appreciate it, and we look forward to many more years of good community service from you.
Well, thank you for having me.
One of the things we learned about John Lynch is that he is a humble man, does not like people making over him. But at the risk of offending John, we have to call to your attention some of his service accomplishments. He did pro bono tax consultant and preparation work for seniors and low-income people, was chairman and member of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission, chairman of the Half Moon Bay Downtown Redevelopment Task Force, foreman and member of the San Mateo County Civil Grand Jury, charter member and co-chair of the League for Coastside Protection, a political action committee whose mission is to seek out, support, and get elected those candidates that will support our local coastal program. Active member of the Friends of Coastal Open Space, president and past member of Coastside Hope. Coastside Hope is the human services agency for the San Mateo Coastside. Vice President and Board Member of the Half Moon Bay Open Trust, now renamed the Coastside Land Trust. Board Member of the Committee for Green Foothills, a strong and active supporter for the Measure T Tunnel Initiative, which received countywide approval of 74%. Principal proponent for the Half Moon Bay Citizens Initiative, or Measure S, which was approved by 83% of the voters. We are left with this advice from Mr. Lynch that we feel compelled to pass on. If you feel strongly about a cause, get involved. One person can make a difference. One such person that has made a big difference in community affairs is John Lynch. Our thanks to you, sir.
Our Coastside world is a better place thanks to the work of community activist John Lynch. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And speaking of times past, get ready to join Cameron Palmer, host of the KHNB Time Machine, for a trip back to 1995. Next, on your hometown community station, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer.
1995.
Where were you and what were you doing in 1995? These are the stories and events now taking place. Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, heavy rains whip Coastside. The storm which pounded Northern California over the weekend slammed into the coast Monday afternoon, with Pescadero reporting flooding, evacuations, road closures, and property damage. Stamps of disapproval. A wave of panic buying washed into the Coastside Post Office January 3rd when stamp prices jumped to 32 cents. One employee said people were buying stamps like there was no tomorrow. And law allows police to sell seized cars. As of January 1st, police are allowed to not only impound the vehicles of the unlicensed and suspended drivers, but also to sell their cars. Under the new law, any driver who cannot verify he or she is licensed can have their vehicle impounded. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. As we start this new year, I'd like to thank all of my regular customers who come year-round, rain or shine, for the past 35 years at Cameron's Pub, and, of course, the 10 years previous that at Big Eyes Cream Parlor in Half Moon Bay. You folks are the heart of the business community that keep small businesses like mine going. Thank you to all of my customers. Many restaurants never recovered from COVID days, and we said goodbye to even longtime iconic establishments. I've tried to keep prices down and portions still generous, but I do hear stories of some very expensive food being served, which eliminates many from eating out. You'll never know how much I appreciate your continued patronage, which makes many of you feel like extended family. You know who you are, and I thank you. I like to think we serve more than a dining experience. Come play games, make new friends, sing karaoke, go to open mic. There's always something for someone to do where everyone knows your name. Cheers and Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for being my great customers. Keep calm and dine on. Major events making news in 1995. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake occurs near Kobe, Japan, killing 6,433 people. The U.S. imposes economic sanctions against Iran. Some news lives on, and the truck bomb devastates the Oklahoma City Federal Building, killing 168 people. Compare the cost of living in 1995 with today. Average yearly income, $36,000. Average monthly rent is $550. Postage stamps are 32 cents. And a pound of coffee is $2. A new car is around $15,000. And wait for it, gas is a whole whopping $1.09 per gallon. Top movies include Toy Story, which was the first ever wholly computer-generated film, Batman Forever, Apollo 13, and the James Bond movie GoldenEye. In popular music, a popular group and a leading female singer combined their talents to produce this number one hit. Here's Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with One Sweet Day.
So far away.
Over on the country charts, this popular singer has done it again and again with still another number one hit. Here's Garth Brooks with She's Every Woman.
She's sun and rain, she's fire and ice. A little crazy, but it's nice. And when she gets mad, you best leave her alone. 'Cause she'll rage just like a river. Then she'll beg you to forgive her. Oh, she's every woman that I've ever known. She's so New York and then L.A. and every town along the way. And she's every place that I've never been. She's making love on rainy nights. She's a stroll through Christmas lights. She's everything I want to do again. And it needs no explanation, 'cause it all makes perfect sense. For when it comes down to temptation, she's on both sides of fence. Now it needs no explanation, 'cause it all makes perfect sense. When it comes down to temptation, she's on both sides of the fence. She's anything but typical. She's so unpredictable. Oh, but even at her worst, she ain't that bad. She's as real can be, and she's every fantasy. Lord, she's every lover that I've ever had. And she's every lover that I've never had.
Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. And thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus, New Year's Financial Resolutions, Making Them Stick. As the calendar flips to a new year, millions of Americans pledge to improve their financial lives. But without a concrete plan, these well-intentioned resolutions often fade quickly. Financial goals consistently top the list of New Year's resolutions. A 2025 CFP board study shows that financial resolutions are prominent, with saving money at 45% and reducing debt at 32%, ranking among the top three goals. Unfortunately, most resolutions don't last. A 2023 Forbes Health poll found that over half of people give up on resolutions by the four-month mark, and only 1% make it the full year. The challenge isn't a lack of desire for change. People may set the same resolution year after year, revealing a disconnect between intentions and action. Or it may be that they try to tackle too many goals at once, or aim higher than is realistic, setting themselves up for disappointment. So set smart financial goals. Before crafting your action plan, consider which financial priorities matter most to you. If you need ideas, here are some areas where you may want to focus in 2026. Regularly review your financial goals and track progress toward meeting them. Increase your 401k contributions or max out your IRA and/or HSA contributions. Pay down debt strategically and negotiate lower interest payments. Build an emergency savings fund of 6 to 12 months and save more consistently. Be specific. Vague resolutions like save more money rarely succeed. Instead, it can help to make goals specific and measurable. For example, rather than making a resolution to start an emergency fund, commit to a specific goal, such as, I will put $100 a month into an emergency fund. This shift from general to specific transforms wishful thinking into actionable steps. When goals are attainable, it's easier to track progress and stay motivated. Find an accountability partner. Don't go it alone. Having someone to check in with can help you stay on track. This could be a spouse, friend, or family member who shares similar goals. Consider working with a financial advisor who can help you create a realistic plan. Monitor your progress and adjust strategies as needed. A professional can provide expertise and accountability, making it easier to stay on track throughout the year. Start small and build momentum. Rather than overhauling your entire financial life all at once, focus on one or two priority areas. Identify where the largest gap exists between your current situation and where you want to be, then concentrate your energy there. Breaking larger goals into smaller, manageable actions makes them less overwhelming and more achievable. Each small win builds confidence and momentum for tackling the next challenge. The new year offers a fresh start and renewed motivation to improve your financial health. With specific goals, a solid action plan, and the right support system, this could be the year your financial resolutions finally stick. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones at Half Moon Bay and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
It's that time of year again. The gyms are packed. The salad bars have lines out the door, and we're all fueled by that January 1st adrenaline. But let's be honest. By February, most of those resolutions are gathering dust. Why? Because we're fighting a lopsided battle. Every day, algorithms, ads, and influencers are nudging us toward their goals. Tap this, buy that, scroll more. But what if you could take those same psychological nudges and turn them inward? I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and today we're discussing those New Year's resolutions. Rather than giving you the same old fish rap about the ideas of goal setting, we'll discuss a new age way to influence yourself using three powerful levers: identity, language, and emotion. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and it's our annual show on New Year's resolutions. I promised you a revolutionary way to look at resolutions using three powerful levers. Lever number one, identity. Think about a runner who gets up at 5 a.m. They aren't white-knuckling through a goal to burn calories. They're running because they are a runner. It's just what they do. Psychologists say the most effective way to change a habit is to stop focusing on what you want to achieve and start focusing on who you want to be. Instead of saying, I need to lose 10 pounds, try I am becoming someone who cares for my health. One is a chore, the other is a value. Behavioral scientists call it fresh starts, like Mondays or birthdays, to mentally separate from your past self. You aren't the person who failed last year. You're the person starting a new chapter today. Lever number two, language. How do you talk to yourself? If your inner monologue sounds like a drill sergeant shouting you must and you should, you're going to trigger your own resistance. Research shows that questions actually get us to act more than commands do. Instead of, I should go to the gym, ask yourself, how important is my energy level to me today? Questions spark clarity, and clarity fuels action. Also, watch your verbs. Swap I have to for I'm choosing to. I'm choosing to put down the phone because I want my brain to rest. It's about re-languaging. You aren't a victim of your schedule. You're the architect of your day. Talk to yourself like a kind but no-nonsense grandparent. Firm, encouraging, and always on your side. Be your own best fan. Lever number three, emotion. Logic tells us to change, but emotion is what actually turns the key. Often we fail at resolutions because we try to fix ourselves while we're stressed or exhausted. Psychologist Lauren O'Flaherty says we should treat emotions as data. If you're doom scrolling, maybe you aren't lazy. Maybe you're bored or anxious. Notice the feeling, then shift your state before you act. Put on a high energy song. Do a 30-second stretch or light a candle. And don't forget the reward loop. Your brain needs to know that the new habit feels good now, not 6 months from now. Pair that boring treadmill walk with your favorite podcast. Have a nice cup of tea after you finish that work report. You're teaching your brain that growth feels like a win. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel! On the carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, something a little different on the show that celebrates local musicians and the venues at which they play. Today, I feature a venue and play songs of the artists who frequent there. We're steering our carousel caravan just a few miles inland from the salt spray of San Gregorio State Beach. If you follow the smell of eucalyptus and wood smoke, you find yourself standing in front of the living piece of California magic, the San Gregorio General Store. Walking through those double doors isn't just a shop. It's a journey back in time. Imagine a place where the floorboards creak with 100 years of stories, and the air smells like old books, new leather, and fresh coffee. But the real soul of this place? That's the music. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the store transforms. The quiet hum of shopping is joined by the bright pluck of a banjo or the soulful swell of a fiddle. And that's where we begin. Jerry B. Logan has played in the bar there as long as he can remember, with his band Three on the Tree. Here they are now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, celebrating the San Gregorio General Store.
From a jack to a cave, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets I stacked the cards last night. The lady luck, she was on my side. I walked away with your heart. For just a little while, all that I might lose the game. But just in time I saw the twinkle in your eyes. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. I was gonna explain my flesh on your toes. Such a Vinci there at the county fair, your arm was in that pose. Diamond earrings, dirty truck, red polish on your toes. All that I've been looking for was right before my eyes. Thought that I had seen it all, boy, was I surprised. I had met you in my dreams, never thought I'd see. A vision picture perfect, right in front of me. On your toes. Da Vinci there at the county fair, you're all working in that pose. Diamond earring, dirty truck, red polish on your toes.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coast Side. And this week we celebrate one of the great venues for live music, the San Gregorio General Store. I'm Mike Dale, and there was Jerry B. Logan and his band Three on the Tree. The General Store. Local musicians gather here like old friends around a campfire. It's a vibrant community hub where food trucks pull up front. Locals swap tall tales, and travelers find a home they never knew they had. It's quirky, it's historic, and it's pure Coastside. Another artist, or shall I say artists, who play there frequently are the Keller sisters. Cheryl and Carrie love the General Store so much, they wrote a song about it, and a real-life regular they call Betty. At the General Store, we all want to be Betty on Coastside Carousel.
Shooting dice over a Cuban cigar. No bigger than a minute in a 10-gallon hat. Shiny red dress, boots to match. Drinking coffee in a shot glass, whiskey from a cup. I wanna be Betty when I grow up. Jukebox playing red, red.
Betty when I grow up.
She's the hottest baby in town. Blaming Mamie, that hopalootin' mama, baby, what's turn your dapper down? She's 5 foot two, weighs 100 pounds. She'll make Jack Rabbit slap a hound. Blaming maybe that hot-blooded mama, she's the hottest baby in town. Blaming maybe that hot-blooded mama, she's the hottest baby in town. Blaming maybe that hot-blooded mama, baby, won't you turn the damper down? I'm gonna grab me a pail off of my back fence. I'm gonna hit you over the head until you make some sense. Blaming maybe that hot-blooded mama, she's the hottest baby in town. Mama, baby, won't you turn your damper down? She'll make a musician let down his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle. Blaming maybe that highfalutin mama, she's the hottest baby in town. She's a killing me. Blame me, baby, that highfalutin mama. She's the hottest baby in town.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB. You've got it on 100.9 FM and AM 1710 and on the World Wide Web, khmbradio.com. This is Coast Side Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And this week we celebrate one of the great venues for live music, the San Gregorio General Store. I'm Mike Dale. There were the West Coast Ramblers, who play there on January 24th. That's a Saturday. And the Keller Sister before that, who will be at the General Store on Sunday the 18th. At the heart of the General Store sits a stout cast iron potbelly stove, the kind that's warmed generations of cold hands after a foggy morning on the coast. It's a civilized bar, an old west outpost, and a treasure chest all rolled into one. You might come in for some picnic cheese and crackers for the beach, but you're likely to stay for their legendary Bloody Marys. Spicy and bold, and best enjoyed while leaning against the wood-worn bar, watching the world slow down to a crawl. The San Gregorio General Store. A hop skip down the coast, and the heartbeat of our rich local history. Next time you're drifting down Highway 1, take that turn on Stage Road. Down the hill you go to a place that time celebrates. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine at khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Since the Ten Commandments have formed the basis of civil law in the Western world for over 2,000 years, an individual is more likely to find a copy of them in a government building rather than a religious one. Yet amazingly, numerous rulings over recent years now make it unconstitutional to display the commandments in many public arenas. Consider what Founding Father John Adams said about this. He declared, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free." John Adams believed that no society could remain civilized if separated from the Ten Commandments.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.